Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rustenburg 30, Johannesburg en Polokwane 28, en Malahleni 26 graden.
The earlier crash over in Pitfontein has been cleared. That's the N12 westbound, a fatal crash before the Pitfontein Road exit. All lanes are open. And Braamfontein, it's the roadworks causing queuing traffic on the M1 north towards Empire Road.
Ons begin met vandag se groot nuus. 4 leerders is dood en 5 ander is beseer toe 'n voertuig wat hulle vervoer het vanoggend met 'n bakkie gebots het op die N12 naby Daveyton in Ekurhuleni. Dooddienste woordvoerder William Claddy sê al die oorledenes is leerders van verskillende ouderdomme en skole.
All 3 lanes of the N12 westbound before Padfontein of them is still closed for traffic. We are diverting the traffic from N12 on to Paul Kruger Highway.
Die Gautengse Onderwysdepartement het intussen kommer uitgespreek na die dood van die 4 leerders in die ongeluk terwyl hulle op pad skool toe was. Die oorsaak van die ongeluk is nog onbekend, woordvoerder Steve Mabona.
Confirm the tragic loss of 4 learners from Tom Newby Primary School, Rainfield Primary School and an ECD center which still need to be confirmed. Another girl learner, a grade 3 from Rainfield Primary School, is in a critical condition.
Operasie Shanella het die naweek gelei tot die inhegtenisneming van 327 verdagtes in Rietgat en Soshanguve-Tshwane. Hulle is aangekeer vir misdade soos moord, verkrachting en aanranding. Polisie woordvoerder Jan van Dyk sê 19 onwettige immigrante is ook aangekeer. Die verkiesingskommissie sê Suid-Afrika se kiesstelsel moet tred hou met die land se digitale transformasie. Die kommissie het 'n openbare beleidsdebat van sape gestuur wat die manier waarop Suid-Afrikaners stem kan hervorm, hoofverkiesingsbeampte Sy Mamabola.
In an era where cyber threats are increasingly prevalent, ensuring the safety and security of an electronic voting system is paramount. We must build systems that are resilient, secure and able to withstand the threats of today and the future. Moreover, we must address the digital divide.
En president Ramaphosa sê die Suid-Afrikaanse akteur en regisseur Ethel Fugard was 'n buitengewone storieverteller. Die 92-jarige is by die naweek by sy huis in Stellenbosch oorlede. Sy bekendste werke sluit in Seas Where Bunzie Is Dead, Tsotsi en Blood Knot. Ramaphosa se woordvoerder Vincent Makwenya.
Ethel Fugard will be remembered for being an outlier amongst the millions of white South Africans who blindly turned a blind eye to the injustice being perpetrated in their name. As a country, we are grateful that we were able to honor the legendary Ethel Fugard during his lifetime with the National Order of Ikhamanga in silver.
Ek is snel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 3 uur.
An amazing playwright, Ethel Fugard, really. He was incredible. I was very, very lucky back in the day to have seen 2 of his productions at the Market Theatre, The Bridge and Master Harold and the Boys. Absolute genius. And then just to add that correction to the news clip, the roads are open at Pitfontein. Daar is nog opgehoopte verkeer in die omgewing and it is truly tragic. Laerskool leerders losing their lives in that crash. We'll keep you in the loop. As for now, back to the hits.
30 minutes of more music you love. Every hour across your workday.
It's awesome!
On Jekka FM.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And